AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, says three of his sons have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Haniyeh accuses Israel of acting in the spirit of revenge and murder. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli army. Alan Weisselberg, the retired executive of Donald Trump's real estate empire, was sentenced to 5 months in jail for lying under oath during testimony in the civil fraud lawsuit brought in New York against the former president by the state's attorney general. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Weisselberg, who's 76, pleaded guilty last month to perjury in connection with the suit. Asked if he wanted to address the court, he said no, Your Honor, and was escorted out in handcuffs. This is Weisselberg's second time behind bars. He served 100 days last year for dodging taxes. Weisselberg is likely to factor into Trump's upcoming hush money trial. Michael Cohen has said Weisselberg had a role in orchestrating the payments, but he has not been charged in that case. Julie Walker, New York.
A new report says inflation remains persistently high. It likely means the Federal Reserve will delay the start of interest rate cuts. Stocks are sharply lower. President Biden is hosting Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House.
The alliance between Japan and the United States is the cornerstone of peace, security, prosperity, in the Indo-Pacific and around the world.
The president hosts a state dinner tonight. Six former Mississippi sheriff's deputies who pleaded guilty to a long list of state and federal charges for torturing two black men were sentenced in state court. The sentences range from between 10 and 40 years. They were already sentenced to federal prison. Flooding, severe thunderstorms, and possibly tornadoes are expected across parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Emergency workers rescued people from flooded homes and cars in a town in Texas. This is AP News. Delta is optimistic about its financial future.
Delta Airlines says demand for travel is strong heading into the summer vacation season, and travelers don't appear to be worried by some of those scary incidents in the industry recently, like the panel that blew off a jet in flight and the tire that fell off another plane during takeoff. CEO Ed Bastian said Delta's best 11 days ever for ticket sales were during the early weeks of this year. Delta does have Boeing planes, but it does not operate any Boeing 737 MAX jets, the plane that suffered the much-publicized panel blowout on the Alaska Airlines flight this year. Delta is boosting profit by focusing more on premium passengers who pay the highest fares and raking in money from a credit card partnership with American Express. I'm Rita Foley.
Jessica Alba will step down as chief executive officer at Honest Company, a personal care company she founded. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.